Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about how to forgive someone. All right, let's talk about how to forgive someone. How do you go about forgiving people? In this video, what I really want to do is I want to make a important distinction that most people don't understand about forgiveness. And this distinction is the distinction between true forgiveness on the one hand and half-hearted forgiveness on the other. Most people, they don't do true forgiveness. They do half-hearted forgiveness. And the difference is very stark. If you do true forgiveness, then you give the relationship a new clean slate to work on up from. If you don't do that, if you do a half-hearted forgiveness, then actually what you're doing is you're toxifying the relationship even further. So we're going to get into the details of that distinction, and we're also going to talk about how do you actually go about and forgive someone and let it stick, make it stick within you, and we're going to talk about some of the different situations in which you might want to forgive people. All right, so let's crack into that. The first thing that we should probably talk about is the different situations in which you might want to forgive someone. So these are things like cheating and lying, abuse, whether emotional or physical, or verbal, hurtful remarks that people tell you, fits of anger and fighting that you have with people, just wrong behavior in general of any sort. People wrong you in some way, and you feel like you're slighted, you're offended, harm was done to you, and therefore forgiveness is now required, at least if you want to maintain that relationship. So in all these situations, you might really want to develop a good forgiveness ability. Because if you do not know how to forgive people, then that means that your relationships are fragile. Because in a relationship, if you really want to maintain a relationship with somebody for a long period of time, maybe for the rest of your life, then invariably things will happen. People will make mistakes. You'll make mistakes. They'll make mistakes. That's going to happen. So if you want to have some sort of skill that will allow you to weather those mistakes, weather those storms in an important relationship of yours, then forgiveness is the tool that you can use to patch that up so you can keep the relationships going. Otherwise, your relationships will end, and that's probably not what you want. So these are the situations. Now, what's this distinction between half-hearted and true forgiveness? True forgiveness is the following. Here's kind of the definition of it. Forgiveness is letting go and forgetting. Two components, let go and forget. See, the problem is that most people, they just think it's the one component, let go. They let go, but they don't forget. And they keep pondering and ruminating about the wrong that was done to them. They keep keeping that thing alive. It's kind of like a scab. If you have a scab on your arm, a wound, and it's healing over, now you've got a scab, and you keep picking at it all the time. You keep picking at it, Tom, it's going to fester. And it's going to become worse and worse and worse. And that's exactly what's happening if you're doing this half-hearted forgiveness thing. If you're doing a true forgiveness, then you're letting the situation go and you're deciding to move on from it. You're creating a clean slate. You're not looking back into the past. You're not living and reliving those moments. The past doesn't stay with you. The past only stays with you to the extent that you're reliving it again and again and again. So it feels like the past is really stuck. And it feels like right now you need to forgive someone, but you just can't. Or maybe you've forgiven somebody a long time ago, but you keep rehashing that thing in your mind. You haven't really forgiven them, and you keep rehashing it, but that's an activity that you're doing. If you stop doing that, then you would have had true forgiveness. See, the problem is that when you do a half-hearted forgiveness, it also becomes self-righteous forgiveness. Self-righteous forgiveness, what does that mean? Well, that means that you're proud of yourself for being this noble person, for forgiving that other person. And so now it's like you're keeping score. It's like you've got this little scorecard and you're saying, yep, plus one for me. I'm the noble one in this relationship. I'm like the good one. They're the bad one. And so when you do this, you elevate yourself. You put yourself on a pedestal. Now you're on this pedestal. You've got this air of superiority and you're holding this scorecard over that person's head. So anytime that person does something else that might disturb you or bother you, you can always kind of like just give him the look or give her the look and kind of point at your scorecard and say, remember this time right here when I forgave you for all that, for all that stuff you've done? See, if you do that, what do you think that's doing in your relationship? The point of forgiveness is that you can set a clean slate and then move forward. If you're doing this self-righteous thing where you're proud of yourself for doing this forgiveness, then actually what you're doing is you're building up this ego about it, and it's creating more toxicity. See, inside it's creating a sort of layer that runs under your whole relationship of resentment. This can look as like this passive-aggressive thing that you're doing, where you've forgiven that person, but you've only really forgiven them in name only, in word. Inside, you haven't really forgiven, because you're always thinking about it. It's always coming back up for you. And in some sort of either major way or some sort of more probably subtle ways, you're holding it against them, and it's creating more and more dysfunction. So there is no clean slate that's being created. That's not what you want. That's not the point of forgiveness. You have to forget the wrong. Forget the wrong that that person did to you. And that is something that's a decision that you have to make. It's a decision, right? And it doesn't mean that you forgive everybody for everything. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm not saying that you become a doormat. I'm not saying that if someone, let's say, cheats on you in a nice, long, committed relationship, someone cheats on you, and then you are upset about it, and now you feel like you have to forgive them and that you have to tolerate that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if somebody cheats on you and you have a boundary that they really crossed and your values have really been damaged and you don't feel like this is reparable, then don't forgive that person. You can enforce your boundary and break the relationship off or do whatever you got to do. But if you feel like you can repair it, if you feel like there is still something valuable here that can be salvaged, if you feel like that person is honestly regretful about their actions, and if you feel like that person can change and won't make the same mistakes in the future, and you feel like this relationship can still go on and there's a lot of good that can come from it, then you can make a choice. This is a conscious choice that you make to forgive that person. Now, if you make that choice, what's important here is that it's not really a pact between you and them. It's a pact between you and you. What you're telling yourself here is that, okay, this relationship, I see that there's good in it. Yes, this person did wrong. I'm really unsatisfied about it, but there's still something good, and I think that this can be repaired, and I'm willing to work through it. Okay, so I've gotten there. Now what I want to do is I want to forgive that person, and I really want to forgive him or her. And that means that I am making a promise to myself to let this go right now and to never think about it again. See, this is a promise you make between you and you. The other person has nothing to do with it. Because really, to forgive someone takes a lot of strength and inner courage. Because what's going to happen is that this letting go part, that's something you do right now, but then you also need to forget. The forgetting part can be difficult because your mind will just keep getting hit, and you'll keep thinking and you'll keep visualizing about these wrongs that were done to you. You're going to be living in the past. So this will happen, and what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to summon courage and fortitude to stay on track with your original promise. Right? You made a promise to yourself that you're not going to go there anymore. So anytime this stuff comes in to your mind, just randomly, you have to tell yourself, you know what, I said no, and you have to say no. That takes strength to do that. If you're not willing to do that, and you just give in to every instance of this thing flashing in your brain, then what's going to happen is that toxicity is going to develop, and you're going to create this revengeful type of forgiveness. Revengeful, right? Where you forgive someone, but you're still having angst about it. You're still ruminating about it. You're kind of seething underneath. And right now, that might work. That might hold things over for a little while. But eventually, what's going to happen is that it's going to build and build and build and build. It's going to be like pressure in a pressure cooker. And then eventually, that thing is going to burst. So your relationship will go very sour. And in the meantime, before your relationship completely explodes, it's going to get tainted slowly. Because on the inside, you're going to be getting tainted, right? You're going to be feeling passive-aggressive, and you're going to be feeling resentful. And that negativity, it's going to creep into all sorts of different areas within your relationship. So that's something, if you really want to avoid that, then you really want to do a true forgiveness, right? And that just means let go. You have the option to let it go right now. The only question is, do you want to? You have to decide whether your boundary was really crossed in a way that's not reparable. Or maybe someone really crossed your boundary in such a way that you don't want to forgive them. In which case, then don't. I'm not saying that you have to. A lot of these ideas I'm bringing to you from Maxwell Maltz's brilliant book, Psycho-Cybernetics. It's not really a book about forgiveness, but he has this one little short segment in there, just a couple of pages that talk about forgiveness and very poignant ideas. So this is a quote that I'm taking for him. Here's what he says is true forgiveness. True forgiveness is when you realize that you have no reason to hate or to judge the other person in the first place. You have no reason to hate or judge that person in the first place. Now, you might think that you do have reason. This, to live this idea, to live this quote, you have to summon something within yourself. You have to be noble. You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. This is kind of like a higher value that you're living by. And you can live by it if you want to. So this is an option for you. If you've been struggling with forgiveness, then this is something that you might want to think about. Really think about how you want your relationships in the future to go, how you might want to be using forgiveness as a tool to help you patch over problem areas in your relationships, whether you really want this or not. And the next point that I'm going to make, probably the last, about forgiveness here, is that really the problem with forgiveness and having difficulty with it is all about being stuck in the past. I actually have another great video, Letting Go of the Past. You might want to check that out, where I actually take you through a whole exercise to drop the past. It's pretty cool. Most people really like it. So I'm going to link that below. You can check that out. But see, for me, personally, I rarely have problem with forgiveness because it's almost like I don't care. Like if someone does a wrong to me, it's hard for me to hold a grudge against them. Like I just tend to let it go because, and it's not because like, I've got these special techniques or mindsets that I'm running on myself. No, it's just because I'm very future oriented. Like I've got so many big plans for my life. I've got my life purpose that I'm living. I've got like big dreams and ambitions for my business. I've got big ideas for the kinds of relationships I could be in, the kinds of friends I could have, you know, new people I could interact with, and just like everything I want to be doing with my life, that to look back into the past, like I don't have time for it. I don't have the energy for it. I don't have the desire for it. I mean, why? If you're sitting there and you're always ruminating about the past so much and all these wrong things that this person has done to you and how they keep screwing up and all this stuff, I mean, honestly, the only reason you're doing that is because you don't have a forward direction in your life. You need to have forward momentum. When you have forward momentum, a lot of this little petty stuff just melts away. But when you're just like sitting and you've got really no purpose to your life, you've got no motivation, you've got no goals of your own that you're out there accomplishing, then your life's not really about anything. And when your life's not about anything, then you're sitting still. And when you're sitting still, you're sinking. It's literally like that. You're sinking when you're sitting still. Because your mind, it will still keep churning no matter what. The question is your mind going to churn on like important problems that you're solving in your business or in your career or in something else that you're doing in your life? Positive things? Is your mind working to create? Or is your mind just sitting idly? And then what starts to happen is that your mind just starts to ruminate and it starts to look inside and it starts to have all these sorts of negative thoughts, all these idle, gossipy thoughts, thoughts that are petty, thoughts that are not creating anything positive in the world. And so if you're having all those thoughts all the time, it's going to be very hard for you to honestly forgive somebody. It's going to be very hard for you to let go of the past. So the core solution to this, I would say, is start to develop a sense of own purpose, your own purpose in life, a sense of life purpose, a sense of mission. When you're out and about doing that stuff, then the pettiness will melt away because people will do negative things to you. People will still wrong you, but you won't really care so much. You won't care so much. And that's a beautiful place to be because then it's very easy to forgive. Honestly, if someone wrongs me, I forget it about the next day. I've got too many things to worry about. That's what I want for you. That's where you got to be, right? Of course, with a very big transgression, right, that might be a little harder. That's where you employ the technique that I gave you earlier. But in general, it's still going to be easier for you to get over that transgression, even if it's very major, if you've got something else that you're creating in your life. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. This is How to Forgive Someone. Go ahead and make a decision right now. Be decisive. Decide right now if you want to forgive him or her. Do it. Commit to it and never look back. That's the solution. All right, I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Also, if you like this video, click the like button so it spreads around and it shows up higher on YouTube. Click the like button right now and share it too. Throw it on Facebook or wherever you like to share stuff. And then I'm going to send you to actualized.org. Check out my newsletter. It's a free newsletter. I'm releasing it every week. New articles, new videos, goodies, exclusive stuff only to my subscribers that can be found there. And really, I'm bringing you everything that I've learned about how to master yourself. I want you to have a passionate, exciting life. That life where you have a lot of forward momentum, where you have a life purpose, where you have a mission, where you're accomplishing your goals, you're really creating something extraordinary out of you. I want you to fully actualize, self-actualize. To do that, you have to baby step it. You have to be learning about yourself and the different strategies and mindsets that I'm sharing with you guys every single week. As you're doing that, you're improving, you're growing. The things and the actions that you're taking in the world, they improve as well, right? All the aspects of your life can improve as you're improving yourself, as you're working on yourself, as you're understanding the core principles of how to live a successful and happy life. That's what I want to help you to create. So go ahead and get on board and sign up right now.